Happy New Year. We're ready to turn the page on 2020, aren't we? It's been a tough year, but it hasn't been all bad. Here's a story one of our school moms recently shared with me. She wrote, "Today, while the kids and I went to get our grocery pickup, there was a woman holding a sign on the corner that said, 'Homeless.' When we drove by, my son immediately stopped me in my tracks and reminded me that we are to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for those in need. So we went inside and got a few things for the woman, and I was struck again by his thoughtfulness. He picked a gift card with the nativity scene on it for her so she could see Jesus. After we dropped it off and her eyes were filled with much joy, I was driving home and I was thinking just how many lessons can be learned from our kids and the innocence they carry. I myself had likely prejudged the woman on my way, but like Jesus, he didn't. And I wonder now, is this how Mary felt when her son came into this world? Was she taken aback by the lessons he would teach her and the rest of the world? I was just struck in wonder and struck by his compassion and kindness. It brought me to tears." That's a great story, isn't it? It's a great story, but not an unbelievable story. Here's what I mean by that. Harvard political scientist Robert Putnam's research indicates that this Catholic boy's actions are not unusual for religious people defined in his work as those who regularly attend a place of worship. As summarized by Jonathan Sacks, an extensive survey carried out throughout the U.S. between 2004 and 2006 showed that frequent church or synagogue goers are more likely to give money to charity. They are also more likely to do volunteer work for a charity, give money to a homeless person, give excess change back to a shop assistant, donate blood, help a neighbor with housework, spend time with someone who's feeling depressed, allow other drivers to come out in front of them, offer a seat to a stranger, or help someone find a job. Frequent worshipers are also more active citizens. They are more likely to belong to community organizations, neighborhood and civic groups, and professional associations. Within these, they are more likely to be officers or committee members, and they take a more active part in local civic and political life. At a time when fewer and fewer people look to God for blessings, pointing to examples like the COVID-19 vaccine and saying, "Look, what mankind once sought from God, like health, we can secure on our own." When fewer people look to God, bless you for going against the grain and gathering around him here, witnessing to the truth quite evident in politics and confirmed by science. Human beings are not okay on our own, but are enriched by religion and the religious examples of others. Let Mary's example inspire you even more deeply this year. Be one of the active religious folks who bring clear blessings to those around them. Allow sufficient quiet time in your life so that you can keep and reflect on life events as she did, an activity which has the sense of receiving the events of life, the bad and the good events alike, receiving them in faith and piecing them together like you would a mosaic, which makes use of light and dark pieces to create a work of art that's only comprehensible over time. And don't be deceived by the media and those widely regarded as elite. For it was a simple young woman and poor shepherds to whom God's Son and Word came, providing the light which even now benefits us as we move into this new year.